Today on Gardening in a Minute, buying plants as gifts. When you're looking for the perfect gift for someone special, plants can offer a great solution. A healthy, vigorous plant can add a lot of life to any home or landscape. Plants are available in a wide range of sizes, shapes, colors, and prices, so you should be able to find the one that suits your needs and budget. Look for plants that are compact and have an abundance of foliage. Carefully inspect plants for signs of insect or disease problems. Avoid spindly and leggy plants, and if you're buying a flowering plant, choose one with many unopened flowers. Make sure you give your gift recipient information about how to properly care for their plant. A living plant is a gift that your recipients will love and will keep on giving. For more information about gift plants, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mistletoe. Mistletoe has been used as a Yuletide decoration for centuries. The dark green, oval-shaped leaves and white berries of this plant symbolize peace and love. One common mistletoe custom is to hang a branch with white berries as a subtle challenge to kiss the unsuspecting person who stands beneath it. But mistletoe is poisonous if eaten, so be careful with your holiday decorating. Its danger also extends to the tree host. It robs the tree of water and nutrients by being a parasite which lives in the tops of the trees. Look for clumps of green in your deciduous trees. Mistletoe can often be found in mature laurel and water oaks and other hardwood trees. By harvesting mistletoe, you can combine a holiday decorating activity with keeping your trees healthy. For more information about mistletoe, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Christmas cactus. 'Tis the season for evergreen trees, wreaths, and Christmas cactus. This beautiful plant is widely available in garden stores and provides lovely bright blooms for all to enjoy during the holiday season. Christmas cacti are short-day plants. They produce leaves in the summer and form flower buds when days are shorter. To ensure that your Christmas cactus blooms for the holidays, don't let it get any artificial light from October on. Locate your plant in an area that receives bright indirect light, and if it's in a container that doesn't drain, make sure your cactus is never left sitting in water. Repot your Christmas cactus once every year in a well-drained potting media and be sure to allow the upper inch of soil to dry thoroughly between waterings. Let a Christmas cactus brighten your holiday this winter. For more information on Christmas cactus, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, making holiday arrangements. The holiday season is a great time to bring the outdoors inside. This winter, try collecting some plant materials from your yard to make holiday arrangements. When you cut branches, be sure to use sharp pruning shears. Select foliage of different sizes, colors, and shapes for visual interest and soak them overnight. For a table centerpiece, create a low arrangement designed to be seen from all sides. For an entry table, focus your energy on one side of the arrangement and make the back flat. Your container should be about a third as high as your arrangement. Consider using foam to hold the base of your arrangement in place in the container. Enjoy creating natural decorations by bringing a refreshing bit of the outdoors into your home this holiday season. For more information about holiday garden activities, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning crepe myrtles. Crepe myrtles are beautiful plants found in many yards, but some homeowners aren't sure how to properly prune them. Crepe myrtles generally require very little pruning. Suckers or water sprouts that develop along the lower portions of the main stem or from the roots should be removed from crepe myrtle trees. Small twiggy growth should be thinned out from underneath and within the canopy to allow the trunk to circulate air and prevent powdery mildew disease. If pruning is needed to improve plant shape or form, prune your crepe myrtles anytime after the leaves have fallen. Avoid annual or frequent hard pruning, which ruins the crepe myrtle's natural form and can reduce the number of flowers. Removing spent flower clusters will cause your crepe myrtles to reflower, but isn't practical on large plants. For more information on crepe myrtles, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.